And it is a pleasure to welcome today Tammy Murray from Oxford County Pride. Tammy, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
We are doing well and glad you could come back. Pride Month is coming up in June, and we've got a special today. A guest that is joining us, Jay. Hey, welcome as well.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. We wanted to have you come onto the program as we yesterday celebrated International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. And we wanted to celebrate the 2S LGBTQ plus community. And you are transitioning, I think even right now, from, you told me, female to non-binary. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So why don't you go back to, you know, when did this all start for you? You grew up here in Woodstock. Give us a little bit of the background information.
So, yes, I grew up in Woodstock. I've lived here my whole life. I'm 22 now. I initially came out as trans when I was, like, 13, 14 years old. And I was still in high school, and I was kind of pushed back into the closet a little bit. But I did come out as bisexual around the same time, and that went fine. That was all good. But I then did finally come out and start my transition when I was 18, and since then, things have been a lot better.
Well, that's good. Yeah, going through high school, I can imagine that would be difficult. Were there some resources that you were able to tap into at all, or did you basically search online?
Yeah, so I went to CAS, and CAS had a GSA while I was there. I'm not sure if they still do. I'm sure they probably still do. But that was one of my main resources before, like, learning about everything. And then a lot of my personal journey and discovery was done on the internet through, like, Tumblr and various other resources on there.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, I think it's very nice in our community to have a group like Oxford County Pride, where there are, you know, individuals that I know that, and maybe Tammy, you can speak to this a little bit as well. You've been asking people that are part of the 2S LGBTQ plus community to share their experiences, and some of them will be included in your on your website or in some documentation as well.
Absolutely. Actually, we're going to be concluding that on our Family Day presentation, so we can include the community and their stories and identify any future needs that they may have.
Excellent. Jay, for people who are, you know, going through the experience that you did when they were in high school, you know, what advice would you give to them right now, people who are wondering and maybe are trying to reach out for a resource? What would you say?
Well, first of all, anyone who has questions, I am the youth ambassador on Oxford County Pride, so I can be contacted via email, and I can give you that email if you'd like. And then additionally, I would say make sure you have a strong, like, social group who supports you as you are, regardless.
Definitely.
Is the main thing. And then feel free to reach out to Oxford Pride, because we've also got some resources that we can give you.
And that email, would that be on the oxfordpride.ca website as well?
Yes. And if the email is jae at oxfordpride.ca, and it is also on the Oxford Pride website.
Perfect, yeah, because we're going to put this podcast together and we'll share it. People can go back and reference toward it. Anything else you'd like to share about your experience, Jay, with our listeners?
I will say it is very difficult being openly LGBTQ, regardless of what your orientation or gender is, in a small town, and it has improved a lot over the past years, even since I was in high school, but I recognize that it's still difficult, and it is very important to have those resources.
Yeah, that's all I can say is thank God that we've got people like Tammy and the group at Oxford Pride, and so many people, you know, acceptance and just being loving human beings toward each other, you know, regardless of what our orientations are. That's what this is all about. I'm so thankful that you were able to come on and share that experience, because I think it's going to mean a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, I hope so.
Tammy, Pride Month starts off in June, and we'll be the flags will be going up. Is there anything that we should highlight very quickly before I let you guys go this morning?
Again, just the flags are going up June 1st, and everybody check on our website, and feel free individually as a business or an organization to put a video together, tell us what Pride means to you, why it's important in Oxford County, or let us know what your story is. We're very interested, and we want our community to know all about it.
Excellent. That is Tammy Murray from Oxford County Pride and the Youth Ambassador with Oxford Pride. Jay, hey, thanks so much for spending some time and giving us some education today, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 8:14.